Fond du Lac County Fair. It is a beautiful evening here this evening for the fair. And we are broadcasting live from the 2021 Market Livestock Auction, per usual, here in the Cow Palace. Yeah, we're actually back in the Cow Palace. We were in a different building last year, so my brain is like, wait, where am I? What am I doing? What am I here?
We're wet for a different reason this year. This year it's wet again.
Yes.
Last year it was pouring rain outside during this sale.
Lugging the equipment in from my car to the expo center last year. It was rather wet, but we are inside. It's actually fairly cool compared to previous years. I can actually feel the barn fan. It's kind of effective here. This year.
The first year Spencer came to KFIZ, his first day of work, he did the market livestock sale.
95
humid. It was so hot up here. Your clothes were just soaking wet. I kept looking at him thinking, he's never coming back. He's never coming back.
I learned quickly that you wear what I'm wearing today, athletic shorts and a T-shirt, and I think I was wearing, like, khaki shorts and a polo that day.
Never making
that mistake again.
No, we are broadcasting live from the Cow Palace at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds, and the sale is underway. We're just getting a good start. I just want to commend all those businesses that step out. They're busy. They could be golfing or boating or doing a plethora of things tonight, but tonight they're in the Cow Palace supporting the youth of this county, and that's commendable to all of them.
Absolutely. Culver's made a huge bid on one of the cheese boxes, wasn't it?
Right. The quality milk auction, the box that goes to all the dairy kids in the whole county. It goes for traveling expenses and that kind of stuff. They paid $2,000
for that
bid. And, yes, a constant supporter of the youth, and that's what they're doing here tonight, and we really appreciate it. Sartori Cheese was actually the contending bidder, and we were having some fun going back and forth, but we settled on Culver's, and thanks to them.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of kids to talk to, so let's bring them on in.
Lined up here. My first guests tonight are Sam and Kaylee Mass, and Sam and Kaylee just sold their cheese boxes. And Kaylee, I'm going to start with you. Explain what a somatic cell count is, because the lower the somatic cell count, the better the cheese is, correct?
Yes, correct. So what a somatic cell count is when a cow has bacteria in her mouth, bad bacteria, the somatic cell count tends to be higher because they're fighting off bad bacteria. When you have a lower somatic cell count, those somatic cells don't have to work as hard. They're not fighting as many bacteria, so the milk has a higher quality.
And so the lower the number, the better. The better the cow, right?
Okay.
All right. So, Sam, you guys sold. Why don't you talk about your cow? Which cow's somatic cell count was low, and talk about your animal?
What do you mean by that?
Well, which animal did you sell?
I sold my cow Licorice. She's an aged cow. I had her here at the fair last year, and she was in the quality milk auction. Last year, she also got the Supreme Champion. This year, she only got the Senior Champion, but that's still pretty good.
Yes, it is. She's a repeater. And Kaylee, what about which cow did you sell her somatic cell?
So my cow was actually bred known. All of our cows are bred known. And what that means is we breed all of our own cows. We don't buy them from anywhere outside. So we're really proud of that. And my mom's really big into genetics, and she makes sure all the cows look really nice. And, my cow this year is... She was a dry cow, which doesn't produce milk at the moment because we have what's called dried her off. So she's going to have a calf in about 2 months. So we stop milking her and then have her just sit and produce as much milk as she can for her baby. And that milk is called colostrum. It takes a little more longer to produce, and it's really good for the calf. And every calf should have that in their first bit. So my dry cow, her name was Snowy this year. So that was
fun. Well, and congratulations, because that says a lot about your farm. If you have two animals qualify for this quality milk auction. Sando, you did your cow, your Licorice cow, was not Supreme Champion, but you did have a big show day today. Why don't you tell the listeners about it?
I started off by, I had five cows and calves here in total. I didn't do the best on all my calves and heifers, but my two-year-old cow I had. She got second in her class, and then Licorice won, like I said, she won her class and then went on to win senior champion. So she's pretty good.
That is, no, that's not pretty good. That's very good. I want you to explain something, because you said your cattle are all homebred, and registered breeders have what's called a prefix. And yours is so cute. Now, if people didn't understand, your last name is Mess, M-E-S-S, and what's your prefix?
Our prefix is just our Mess Dairy. That's all my mom's doing. That was so cute.
A-U-S-T-R-Mess.
I like it.
Yeah, it's so cute. And every time I read it, I think, gosh, that is cute. Now, Kaylee, this is your swan song. You are at the end of your showing career. I remember you as a little 9-year-old redhead out there.
Oh, yeah.
So still working away. The girl is a workhorse, okay? She's a workhorse.
Oh, I'm long from done. I'm actually moving on to be an ag teacher in my future. So
nice.
Ag teachers are a big help at the fairs. They're always doing something with their kids and everybody else's kids. So that's one of the big things that I look forward to, is to helping other people out at the fair. And also my siblings and cousins, I'm long, they're a lot younger, so I'm long away from done with those. But, yeah. Well, so I can't wait to just continue working here and having a lot of fun.
Well, and that also makes me happy, because the agricultural industry spends a lot of time and money on their youth. We're very proud of our youth. The Holstein Association has a junior Holstein Association. The Jerseys have juniors. Every breed has their own junior organization. We have our 4-H, we have our FFA. So we spend a lot of time and money on our youth. And if you want to upset me, tell me you're going into microbiology. I help train you, and I want you to stay in the agricultural industry.
No offense to any microbiologists out there.
No, and I'm just joking, but if we do like to see our kids come back, the influence is on the younger generation, because that's so important.
Yeah, and all those little organizations that you said are very important for all of us. So me and my brother here, we're actually on our junior Holstein the committee. So I'm actually the vice president, and he's the secretary. So we have a lot of fun doing that. We get to plan different things for the kids in our county, and we get to basically have little events where they can learn how to show the cow and all these different things. So that's really helpful for the kids that are just starting to learn. And it's even actually helpful for the kids that think they know everything yet, but then they all of a sudden learn something new. So it's a lot of fun.
Dan, what about you? What grade are you going into in high school?
I'm
going
to be a senior, so.
All right. And what's happening to you after that? Where are you going?
I'm probably going to go to a technical college for some sort of agribusiness, and probably, hopefully, one day take over my parents' farm.
Oh, and that's good to hear, too. And Kaylee, where do you go to school?
I'm currently going to school in UW-Platteville, so I'm currently involved in the Pioneer Dairy Club down there and the Agriculture Education Society and the Collegiate Farm Bureau, so I'm very happy to be a member of those organizations at the moment. They're really great, and it's been a lot of fun.
Chief Spencer, this seems really corny to you, I'm sure, but I take these kids very personal.
Yeah.
I get choked up when I think of, oh, my gosh, I've been interviewing her since she was a little girl. But no, best of luck to you. Congratulations
you.
For all your successes. And some very lucky kids are going to get you for an A teacher someday. Very lucky. And Sam, we'll see you again next year, okay? And she's not going to be able to do all your talking for you next year, so you're going to have to study about the somatic cell count and all that stuff. So she can talk about that.
Homework assignment for you.
Yeah, we all know that Just Our Mass has a very, very good somatic cell program, and you'll be back next year probably. Only you have to talk about it, all right?
Thank you so much.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on.
Our kids are just great. I love them.
I say this every year. I say it kind of in a joking manner, but I learned so much just this 1 hour of radio. I mean, I've shared it the year before. I have farmers in my extended family. family, so I know a little bit more than maybe a former guest host we've had here on the show, who I probably shouldn't name on the air. But
all he cared about was that it went into food.
Yes,
he was very
walking up and down.
Yeah.
Whether it be Wade or Mr. Hoffmaster, they were both concerned about, you know, the food and stuff. But
they asked all the right questions. I got schooled one time on that because I used to give them a hard time. And somebody said to me, "You do know that the questions that they're asking are the questions we're thinking."
Right.
And I said, "Yeah, I understand that. I'm just giving them crap for, you know, for entertainment purposes." Why don't we talk with one of the young ladies here waiting?
Yeah.
2021 Fond du Lac County Fairs to the Fair. Parker Schmidt, how are you?
I am doing great. I've been having so much fun so far.
I can tell that. Why don't you talk a little bit about, I mean, I interviewed you the night you were crawling, but you've been busy, busy, busy.
Yes, it feels like almost every single weekend I've had something to do, and let me tell you, I'm not complaining about that. I had one weekend off before the fair that there was no events around in the community that I had the opportunity to attend to as Ferris, and it felt weird to not be able to go out and in the community.
You could put something together quick, but
I wish I was that quick to draw.
We could have get them all together and reminisce or something.
Well, I'm looking forward to that when we do the reunion at State Fair.
That is a big day. That's a fun day. Parker, you've been to different places, like you were to the June Dairy Days at National Exchange Bank. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, June Dairy Days, that was the first event that I got to go to while Ferris. And let me tell you, it was a great first event. I met so many people in the community, and even when I was running for Ferris, you know, the youth were a big part of what was most important to me. And yes, I did get to meet a whole bunch of different youth, and I have even seen some kids that I invited from June Dairy Day be here at the Fond du Lac County Fair, so that just means the world to me.
Well, when they quit charging admission here at the fair, they opened it up to everybody coming in.
Totally.
They can come on the grounds, and it doesn't cost anything. You can walk in here, ride your bike here, you can ride your motor, whatever, park out on the street. There's a lot of street parking the last today after lunch. I even parked on the streets this morning for a while. I don't have pontoons.
Yes, I even know somebody who, they asked me how much it was to get in, and I said nothing, and their eyes lit up. Like, that was and a great thing that they could just bring their they have a young baby, and they could just, and they don't live too far away, so they could just walk over and just come straight in, and half the fun is right there.
But, you know, we find a lot of people come in for supper now, like 5 nights of fair food.
Yeah.
They bring their family, they walk here, they come in, and they eat supper. And
yeah, because they don't have to waste money on the
And then, you know, it's a different food. Mom doesn't have to cook. You don't have to wash dishes. You can't beat that.
Yeah, I am certainly loving it. I know that I have been trying to sample different things now that I am out of the exhibitor role, so I kind of have a little bit more freedom. I know Euros are what are on my list of things to try, because actually I've never had one.
Oh, my gosh, you're going to have to do that.
So I'm going to have to try that, and that is on my to-do list, my long to-do list, but again, I am not complaining. I am having the time of my life out here.
Parker, why don't you talk a little bit about your finished your freshman year where?
I finished my freshman year at UW Oshkosh, and then I did just complete, during the Ferris of the Fair competition, I was in the midst of finals in my sophomore year at UW Milwaukee. I am studying to be an architect there, so I am hoping that, you know, as I finish out my term here, and that it will not interfere with my studies, but, you know, I feel like there's always going to be, if there's a will, there's a way, and we will figure something out.
Now, you have a quite extensive job. You've worked for quite a long time.
I have worked for Pino Construction. I just had my third 3-year anniversary there. So, I mean, they really took a chance on me. I went there when I had no experience, but they have taught me, and I am now one of their drafters, and they rely on me. It was quite a... I felt bad taking off this week because
because we have been busy, 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 especially with, I mean, I'm sure some of you have heard about the lumber and all of that going up, and that did affect us. So we have been busy, but I had to take off. There was no saying no to the fair.
And you know what? I think that they pretty much understand that, because that's a feather in their hat to have somebody of your quality working for them.
Correct. And I also see my boss sitting in that stand today. He was so excited. Pino Construction is frequently asked to come here and buy an animal, and this year they finally got invited to buy a steer. And they are so excited for that. They are so involved in the community, and this is just one thing that they, you know, they love giving back. They were excited to just come here and buy this big, enormous animal.
All right, so what have you been doing this past week at the fair?
This past week, I started off on Tuesday. The bull riding and barrel racing was fantastic, and the fireworks were phenomenal that followed. And then yesterday I spent most of my days in the Cow Palace. We had hogs, beef, sheep, and goats were all in the Cow Palace. So I was able to watch and help them hand out ribbons for that. And today I did catch most of the dairy shows. I also spent some time in the small animal barn because they started their rabbit judging today. And then now I am here and hopefully spending most of my evening at the auction.
Now, tomorrow is the chicken show, correct?
Yes, I want to hold a chicken so bad.
You got to, if you come out to the fairgrounds, you got to check out the chickens, because there are so many different shapes and sizes and colors. There's some beautiful black and white striped chickens. I said to my daughter-in-law, you got to get some like that. And she said, did you just say I'm supposed to buy you some chickens like that? And I went, no. But they are pretty. They call them rock something, but they are really, really pretty.
I am not up to terms with all of my chicken breeds, but yes, there is quite a variety. And there's also a variety of other kinds of birds. I know that there are a gaggle of goose running around. Well, not running around, but they are there as well. And I actually know the young exhibitor who shows these days, so I'm hoping that tomorrow I'll get the chance to maybe he'll let me pet them.
All right, well, we're going to let you go and have some fun with the Market Livestock Sale and carry on, but best of luck to you. Have fun down at the Ferris Reunion at State Fair, because that's going to be fun, and then we're going to watch you get ready for the state competition in January, because, hey, we've got one State Fair, so the Fair for Five Light County. I can see a second one, the possibility. We just got to get you ready for the competition.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
You're listening to the Market Livestock Auction and our live broadcast from the Fond du Lac County Fair here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. One thing right now I do want to mention, and this was put out on Facebook, we were talking about parking.
Yeah.
For the folks here at the fair, they are offering a couple free shuttles, it looks like. This is on the fair Facebook. We put it on our page, too. But if you are thinking about coming to the fair, especially tonight, if you can't park on the grounds because it is a mud bog, unless you have like the biggest truck ever with the best tires ever, I would not advise parking here. But shuttles are at Tyson and Agnesian Healthcare on Camelot. Just a quick note for people thinking about coming to the fair here. Our broadcast continues here on Newstalk 1450. Right now, who do we have next?
We have Emily Stump. Emily is also from Fond du Lac County. Actually, no. Emily lives where?
I live in Appleton.
Appleton.
Okay.
But her cattle and her family's farm facilities are in Fond du Lac County, so we'll address that because that takes a whole nother...
Appleton, what?
Yeah, but she serves as Wisconsin State Holstein Princess Attendant, so have we got quality young women
in
this county? Yes, we do. Emily, why don't you talk about living in Appleton and having your cattle in Lamira?
Well, I don't know where to start. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. What do you want to know?
Well, your mom actually grew up in Lamira.
Yes, she did.
And now she's married, and you live in Appleton.
Yes.
But you travel across that distance, whatever, an hour back and forth to prepare your cattle, correct?
Yes.
And you actually have kind of a nice
mine now. So.
Oh, wow. So why don't you talk a little bit about them?
Well, I have about 20 cows and about, I'd say about 10 young stock. So.
Okay, and where do they get milk? Because you're not milking them in your backyard in Apple.
No. So they're actually on my family's 7th-generation dairy farm, Valley Drive Holsteins, in Fond du Lac County. And they get milked on the family parlor, as always, that we built back, 10 years ago.
Okay, so talk about shoeing. How did you get started? Why? I mean, yeah, your mom did it, but lots of people's parents did it, and they aren't dedicated like you guys are.
Yeah, well, it all kind of started when I was young. There's a picture, actually, of me and my mom. I was still in diapers. It was at one of the district show in, I believe, Calumet County. So that was kind of my first show out, and ever since I've kind of always followed in my mom's shadow. And I showed my first animal by myself about 13 years ago when I was about 4 or 5. I was actually able to show by myself. So kind of from then on, I just kind of grew a love for showing.
All right. Now, where do you go to school?
I go to Appleton North.
Okay, and what grade?
I will be a senior in the fall.
Okay, that just upsets me terribly. I thought she was running for Holstein Princess Attendant, and I'm like, well, they don't let 12-year-olds run.
Then you realize, oh.
Yeah, she grew up when I wasn't looking. Because I watched her mother grow up, too. Now I'm really aging myself. And, okay, so you've been doing something with the National Dairy Checkoff. You did some, Fuel It Up for...
Oh, Fuel to Play 60, yes.
Yes. Yeah, why don't you talk about that?
Well, back when I was in elementary school, I was very, very active in Fuel to Play 60. And kind of once I got to middle school and high school, it kind of died down because we didn't really have a program. But when I was in sixth grade, I actually was a regional MVP for Wisconsin. So I had a little part of Wisconsin, and I worked very closely with the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board at the time, but now it's...
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, I think.
Yes, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, yes.
And what types of things did you do?
Well, I actually attended our summit, which was actually I went to one in Chicago, Illinois, and then another one in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we kind of just, it was all about trying to teach kids how to eat healthy and live healthy and stay active for 60 minutes a day. So.
Yeah, and how did you get that opportunity?
So, actually, I don't really remember how I got involved, but I kind of got involved, and then my gym teacher took me under her wing, and we kind of just kept going from fourth grade on, and then I became regional MVP, and it kind of just went on from there. And they really liked me because I had the farming background, and once again, with living in Appleton, not a lot of kids know a lot about it, so they get to kind of see what it's like, and they ask me questions every once in a while. So,
cool.
So you can see, yeah, why. Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank
you. To
you,
Emily. I'm happy for you, and it says a lot for the Junior Hosting Program and our programs here in Fond du Lac County, the Fond du Lac County Fair, that we're developing young people like you that are interested in stuff like this. And what are you going to do when you graduate, seeing as you're going to be a senior in high school?
Well, as of right now, the plan is to attend college where I will double major in Spanish and agribusiness with a certificate in dairy science.
Wow.
Got that?
I got it. Be a quiz later.
And we'll talk to you next year, and hopefully your plans are the same, and you'll have a whole long list of new stuff to tell us.
Yeah.
But you're going to run for Alice eventually, and you're running around for Fairs of the Fair, so then you'll be state fairs. You got a lot of stuff to get done in the next few years.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. This is News Talk 1450 KFIZ coming up on the 6 o'clock hour here this evening. As we roll on here for the Market Livestock Auction, the animals are lined up, ready to have their turn in the ring here this evening.
Yeah, that's their walk of shame, basically.
We've got our next guest right now. Go ahead.
Yes, McKinley Krieger. Congratulations. You and your sister, who we'll talk to probably after the hour, they had a big day yesterday. Why don't you talk about some of the awards that you won yesterday, McKinley?
I had a really good day yesterday. I started by winning my classes next year, and I went in for Grand Drive. I won my crossbred heifer class. Then I won Grand and Reserve breeding stock. Then I won my showmanship and overall showman, too. So it was very, very good.
Dee, do you see why we have state fairs of the fairs and all state princes attendance? Or we're getting, you're developing this. You know, I saw something yesterday that I had never seen before, and I'm not a beef person. I've learned everything about the beef industry from the Beef Council and from watching here. That cow-calf pair, they were out there, and that calf, one of them got in between the cow and the calf, and she made a sound, that cow made a sound that I had never heard before.
Probably not a good sound.
Are you
sound,
talking when we were picturing?
Yes.
Yeah, there was a pig biting my cow and my calf's ankle. They were not having it.
Oh, wow.
So they freaked out.
I thought, oh, my gosh, because her mom was standing there, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, somebody's going to get hurt. And then I realized that she didn't like it that the calf was not there by her. And as soon as they moved out of the way, the cow was fine. But she was not a happy camper. There was somebody in the way. McKinley, you guys show year-round just about, don't you?
Yeah.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
So I've showed at different state jackpot shows this year, and I'm going to go to state fair this year with my cow-calf fair and my heifer, and then and possibly a steer, and I'm going to go to World Beef Expo also in September.
So why do you like doing this?
I've made a lot of friends, and it's fun to get out and have fun and see a bunch of friends, and just to get more experience and get better in my showmanship areas and see what tips I can get.
And you're following kind of in your mom and dad's footsteps, correct?
More so my mom's than my dad. She did more showing than my dad did, but...
And I just have to say that if I can do this without getting emotional, yesterday I made my annual Wednesday morning of the fair Facebook post. And I did it on generations this year because we lost George Stanfield this past year, the granddaddy of Coney, Fond du Lac County Fair, basically. He's got generations of people. His grandson, Matt Himmel, is on the fair board. It's just, I have my third generation showing here now, and this is so much more than blue ribbons and red ribbons and cows and rides. This is a family experience. She just explained it. I know Scott. I remember Scott's parents being here, working with their kids. So we're talking way more. We're talking about something that's almost lost in a lot of areas in this country that we still have this generational type education. So I love it. I love it. It's what we're here for. And McKinley is a perfect example. She has a very successful showing career, and that's because she has the right people behind her, just generations of experience, and she's getting all kinds of new friends. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your success yesterday. And we'll be talking to Brooklyn in just a minute. Do we have to take a break?
Let's take a quick break. We'll take a break from the top of the hour here. We'll be right back with more of our coverage. This is the 2021 Market Livestock Auction and live at the Fond du Lac County Fair.
News Talk, 1450 KFIZ.
All right, welcome back to the 2021 Fond du Lac County Fair. We are live at the Cow Palace from the Market Livestock Auction. Spencer Wagon alongside Raynell Halber as we take you up till about 6:30 here this evening. Gorgeous night for the fair compared to whatever we had last
year.
Sounds like a monsoon happening. Yeah, last year, too, considering we had the pandemic last year and then torrential rain last night. But we're here, and a beautiful night for the fair. And right now we have more royalty joining us here on the show.
This is just a testament to our Fond du Lac County 4-H and FFA programs, is that we have quality young people that are going on from a county honor to be the state fairest of the fair. Kaylee Vanderburg. Kaylee was the 2019 Fond du Lac County Fairest of the Fair, chosen as the state fairest of the fair in January 2020, and then we all know what happened. We're not going to talk about that anymore. She gets to travel the state this summer as the state fairest of the fair. First of all, Kaylee, congratulations, and how exciting. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the stuff you're doing?
Thanks, Ronelle. As she mentioned, my name is Kaylee Vanderburg, the 2021 Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs, and tonight I'm at home at the Fond du Lac County fared. But within my role, I represent our 75 county, district, and state fairs while traveling the state promoting Wisconsin agriculture in the fair industry. You can find me at many of Wisconsin's 75 fairs. And for a full lineup, you can visit wifairs.com. But I will also serve as the official hostess for the best 11 days of summer at the Wisconsin State Fair, August 5th through 15th.
It is the best, yeah, I agree. I am a big supporter of Wisconsin State Fair, have been for many, many years. My evaluation of it is that it is the number one consumer education event in the state of Wisconsin because of where it's located.
Yes, so Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, is located in West Alice, so right near Milwaukee in the heart of the city. And you can find all things Wisconsin there. The Wisconsin Products Pavilion is a great place to learn where your food comes from. And then another one of my favorite stops is the Compere Financial Discovery Barnyard, where the youngest residents of the fair live.
Yes, and there's just something for everyone there. And, I mean, they did a survey a few years back, and the number one reason people come to the Wisconsin State Fair is the food, and the number two reason are the animals.
Wow.
So those things go together. You know, those things go together, and I don't think a lot of people totally understand that.
They sure do, and, you know, tonight we are out here at the Fond du Lac County Fair at the Market Livestock Auction, and when you talk about food and animals going together at the Wisconsin State Fair, that's exactly what's happening here, and these young people are learning about where their food comes from and how to raise high-quality meats that will reach your dinner plate.
The circle of life is demonstrated tonight, and there are naysayers out there that tell us that we should not be putting our kids through this, but they are wrong. It is the circle of life. We all need food on our table, and it's happening tonight. So, Kaylee, I'm going to let you go out and about. You've been sitting here so patiently waiting for me, and I will be catching up with you before Wisconsin State Fair, and I have the honor of chaperoning you one day down there. I'm so excited. Is that like the blind leading the blind? I am so excited. It's going to be a fun day. I've done it before to some of the fairs, and it is just really, really neat. But congratulations to you again, and we'll be talking to you probably in a week or two.
Thanks, Ronell. And again, those Wisconsin State Fair dates are August 5th through 15th. I hope to see you there.
Very good.
Yeah. Isn't she just a...
That's awesome.
Oh, she's just a breath of fresh air.
And you're already lining up our current fairs to the fair in Fond du Lac County for next year. So we're trying to make it a twofer, right?
Oh, darn right.
Let's keep it rolling here. Ronell, who do we have?
Brooklyn Krieger.
Hi.
Hi. Brooklyn, who are your parents? Because we gave them a lot of kudos when we talked to your sister, McKinley.
Carlene and Scott Krieger.
Yeah, and what did you all achieve yesterday? Because you had just as big a day as your sister.
So I won Grand Champion Market Chair. I got Reserve Grand Champion Market Chair, Reserve Beast Chair, and I won my showmanship.
Yeah.
For pigs.
And just like McKinley, you guys show a lot, don't you?
Yes.
You travel around the state and go to, what's it called, the Show Pig Circuit or something like that?
Wisconsin Show Pig Circuit.
Yes, yes. So why? What makes you want to be part of all that?
It's the friends you meet along the way and how hard you work and just the judge's opinion, multiple different ones that just help you get further and different opinions on how you change your animals and prove your and make sure your animals are okay for when you get to your end goal.
Okay, now you sold your steer tonight, right?
Yes.
How much did you weigh? Could you calculate already?
Okay.
Spencer, how much did you weigh?
1362, I think.
Okay, and what did you sell for?
$3.
But now when you get home, your mom and dad are going to have a bill for you, right? For feed and stuff?
No.
No, you work that off, I suppose, don't
yes.
you? You have to do chores at home. And
yes.
When your friends are maybe having a good time, you're probably cleaning stalls and washing cattle and,
yes.
and leading cattle. So what'd that come to, Spencer?
I got error on my calculator.
The number was too high, huh?
Yeah.
And that's just one example, but you know, most of these kids have to buy their startup animal, but you guys probably breed yours. Yours are probably born on the farm, correct?
My steers are, this year, a lot of our piglets had died on us.
Oh,
so
no.
We had to buy them this year. The ones that I were able to keep were two gelts that were a spring litter, so they weren't old enough to show.
And, you know, having piglets that die, that is part of the production agriculture,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's not out of the ordinary. The dairy industry has it. The beef industry has it. Nothing is a guarantee when you're working with live, living things, is
yes.
there? Well, Brooklyn, I know I'm going to be talking to you many more times before you age out of 4-H and FFA, but congratulations on yesterday, because that was a pretty big day for you.
Thank you.
She's going to be a radio vet, just like some of the other folks we've talked to here over the last few years or
so. In a year and a half, I'll be crying when I interview her because she's too old.
Pretty soon she's going to be 18 and out of high school. So
why don't you talk for a minute?
Sure.
I've got to go get one of the young ladies.
She's going to round up some more folks here. But, again, we are broadcasting live from the 2021 Fond du Lac County Fair. Market Livestock Auction is going on right now as we speak here at the fair. And don't forget, great entertainment going on throughout the week here, lasting throughout the weekend. And the weather forecast does look very good for the fair. Sunshine throughout the period here tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday as the fair goes on here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Beautiful Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And we are all set to roll right now. Who do we have?
Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Megan Kotke. And you had what yesterday?
A reserve champion sheep.
All right. Now, the Kotke name is synonymous for sheep, okay? And last year, I tried to get some of them to come on the air with me to talk about how many generations they have shown at the Fond du Lac County Fair. Do you know?
I think it would be four. I would be the fifth generation, and my dad and my grandpa So I would be the third, I think.
Okay, so to me, and then there's my generational thing again. I did a Facebook post yesterday morning on, and what's going on here is so much more than animals, it's so much more than ribbons, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tradition and our family coming together. It's a good project. We all spend time together and bond, and it all brings us together.
And it's not just with your siblings. You're working with cousins and aunts.
Yeah, so I'm working with my grandpa, and then on my dairy farm, I work with all my great uncles, and I get to see my great grandma every day, so it's really cool.
Yeah, I love your great grandma. She's what I want to be when I grow up, Elsie.
Awesome.
Yeah, I want to be like Elsie Kotke when I grow up. Well, talk about, now, you participated in showmanship, correct? Mm-hmm. Talk about showing a sheep.
So you have to keep your eyes on the judge, and the goal is to always have your lamb set. So you want to have their legs set and their body looking nice and bright and muscular. So, like, that's the goal, is to have them set while you're looking at the judge.
Mm-hmm. And when you say braced and set, why don't you kind of explain?
So you set their feet a certain way, that way they look good, and then you push into your animal to get them kind of pushing into you to make them look muscular and strong.
Okay.
Okay, now, how do you exercise them? Because the whole muscling thing, there's more to just raising a sheep than throwing some feed in.
Yeah.
The meat trend has changed, and they don't want fat, and they want, yeah.
In years past, we had a runway, and we'd walk them on the road, and then this year, we actually got an automatic walker, so you tie them on in a motor.
It's like a treadmill for sheep, really?
Yeah,
okay, all right,
keep
cool.
Keep them in a circle on the grass. They go for about 25 minutes. We build them up over time. They go longer to build endurance. And it worked really good this year.
See, this is the stuff I want people to know. I mean, if people don't understand what goes into this. I mean, yesterday, and I thought about this last night. You didn't say anything. I mean, I watched the whole show, sat up here, because I have to watch the show so that I know the terminology and I know who wins. I can actually talk about it intelligently. There's no kids sitting in here looking at their phone. Okay? There's no time for that. This is business to them. The show yesterday was business.
Yep.
Yeah. And they don't even think twice about it. It's a social, there's a social atmosphere. Everybody's cheering everybody on and everybody, but yet it's business. you guys raise all your old lambs?
Yeah, so all of it's homebred and raised. My great-grandpa started it when his kids got old enough to take over the dairy farm, and he kind of played with it, and it's gone down to my grandpa and now to my dad, so they're working together, and they breed stuff, and we help with it.
And what breed do you have?
Crossbred ham.
And do you know why they came to that? Because there's a lot of opportunities.
They had some other stuff. My great-grandpa was really into Southdowns, but then they more got into the club lamb market.
Okay. Well, congratulations. And I know I'll be talking to you again in another year because the Kutchies are synonymous also for winning. Not just being here, they're synonymous for winning.
All they do is win.
And congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Awesome. We continue on with the Market Livestock Auction. About 10 minutes or so left in our broadcast. We got time for a few more folks to stop on by.
I want to talk to the Capazzo family, but come on, we've got one more here yet. I think this is
wait for another kid.
Yeah. All right. Oh, okay. All right. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Megan Odds. I'm from the Busy Bees 4-H Club. This is my eighth and last year showing. I'll market me goat.
now I know it. Okay, why don't you talk a little bit about the goat project? Because it's kind of new, and even involvement in the market livestock sale, but go ahead.
It's getting new. It's new, but it's getting brought up more and more because they're realizing that it actually tastes pretty good.
Well, and I think, like, the Hispanic culture probably has helped you.
Correct, they have, yeah.
And why don't you talk a little bit about the meat and why it's healthy and stuff?
It is very lean meat, goats are. And the meat gets so crisp, and when it's cooked with beef, it tastes the best.
Okay, and what do you do to prep these animals for like, she just explained how to have lambs on a treadmill and stuff.
Yes.
Do you do any of that?
Well, I do have a chariot, and I pull it behind the lawnmower with my goats on it.
You have a chariot?
Yes.
Okay.
Where there's two front legs. It's like a trailer, and there's two front legs that are on it, and their head is hooked up, and they just have to walk along with it.
Wow.
But my second goat likes to lay down on it and just lay there and get a ride.
But defeats the purpose, then.
Nothing worse than a lazy goat, right? Well, and congratulations to you because... I mean, have you sold goats your whole
for 8 years? Yes, and this is my second year with the Lee Batterman Award.
Yeah, and Lee Batterman, Sister Kay is my best friend from high school, so this is very emotional. We lost Lee a few years ago, and yes, they started to sponsor this award, and it goes to us exceptional young people, and only exceptional young people. So congratulations!
Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to let you go, and we're going to get the Capazzo family up. Come on.
We got a whole family joining us here.
We have a family.
All right.
And I have a mission.
Okay.
I have a mission here.
It's a method to her madness.
Yes, I always have a method to my way. I structure this show very, very carefully. You guys can pass that around, okay? And this is the Nan and Stacy Capazzo family, okay? And they show dairy, and they show hogs, and they have all small animals. And I'm going to get choked up talking about this because they, to me, are a perfect example of what this is all about. And I get what they're doing with their family. They're trying to develop their family to be something, to have a purpose. And Danny, why don't you get started? You actually went through the 4-H program. And talk a little bit about why you said, this is what we're going to do with our kids. This is what I want them to do.
Well, what I like best about all of this is that it gives my kids the opportunity to get out in front of the public and not be afraid of people. And for the family side of it, this starts way back in January, February, when pigs are getting born. We're going out together as a family, looking at baby pigs, going to auctions together, buying pigs, working together. On hot summer days, after everybody's done working, we come together to get out and drive our hogs every day, go over and walk our dairy calves, and we do it together as a family. I mean, there's days when everybody's hot and miserable, and some days it's not fun, I'm not going to lie. It's a struggle. But at the end of the day, after you see what they accomplish and what these boys have done, and when they see it, it's amazing. And it brings a tear to your eye.
It does. It really does. Stacy, what I don't know how, where you come through the ranks here, but was this a shock, or did you, were you prepared for all this?
I was kind of led into it gradually, but not my favorite thing to start, but I have grown to embrace what it all means. The, you know, the excitement, and what I love about it is the relationships that they build and that we build. The families we would have never met had we not been doing this, the friends they would have never made, so that's what I enjoy most about it.
Well, why don't you give the mic to one of the boys, introduce yourself.
My name's Quentin Capazzo.
All right. Talk a little bit about your favorite species that you like. Which one do you like the best? You like dairy? Do you like hogs, chickens? What do you like? You don't know, you don't have a favorite?
I like dairy and hogs the best.
Okay. All right. So chickens aren't your favorite.
No.
So what do you like about dairy? Why is the dairy so fun?
It's fun to do barn duty with some of our friends.
Point well taken. That's my point here. Okay.
And for hogs, it's just like showing, and you can just like calm them down and play with them.
Can you explain the process of showing a hog? What are you trying to do in there?
You just try to show your best. You want to get the head up and walk it at a good pace.
All right.
And just have fun.
Yeah, and that's important. Now we've got, and introduce yourself.
My name's Eric Capazzo.
And talk, what's your favorite stuff to do? What's your favorite species?
I like probably pigs, and they're the best. Pigs, because on the showing side, and then because like, I like showing them the best, and I like when you get them and stuff. And then with dairy, I like this because we meet more friends with dairy because there's just more people to talk to because everyone's always in the barn.
That is true. Once you have the dairy, you have your dairy exhibit set up and somebody's got to be there all the time, don't they?
Yep.
Okay, what's with the chickens? What? Nobody likes the chickens.
I just think that pigs and dairy like funner because we have more like kids our age and we have more friends.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. So we've got one more here. What's your name?
It's Capazzo.
And what are you looking forward to the most? Pigs or cows?
Pigs.
Pig. And why do you want to show your pig? It's just fun?
Because it's fun.
Now, are you going to be showing in, was that Little Squealers on Sunday morning?
Yeah.
And whose pig are you showing?
Quentin Barrow.
All right. And he knows exactly what's going on. Well, you know, and I brought them in here, obviously, for a reason, because I just think that it's important for people to understand that this is so much beyond animals and beyond ribbons, and it's about the people. And you guys are a perfect example. Congratulations to you. You guys had a great day yesterday. We never even got into your awards. What did you all win yesterday?
I got Grand Champion Barrel and then Grand Overall.
And you, Quentin?
I got Reserve Champion Barrel, Reserve Champion Gill, and then Reserve Champion Overall. And Grand Champion Breeding Stock.
And they haven't even shown their chickens yet.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
All
right.
You're going to need them.
Clean it up.
I just have to add that we can't discount Lucas Capazzo, who is in the dairy barn doing duty so that we could come over here. We got to mention he's our fourth boy in the family.
Okay. All right. And best of luck tomorrow. I'm going to hang around and watch the chicken show a little bit because I kind of think they're pretty and it's fun to watch. But congratulations to you guys and congratulations to the two of you.
Very good. Very good. Well, we're close to the end right now. I don't know if you had anybody else lined up here this evening.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, we're almost to the end here in our broadcast. But another awesome year, and I said this before, but you know, you always learn something, and it's great to see. You talk about the generations, right?
Yeah.
You talk about families like that. Just getting their families involved in education.
The thing with Capazzo, which I didn't mention, is they're not really in production agriculture. Dan does has a job away from production agriculture. So there's really no, farm per se.
Sure.
You know, they're just finding a way. I know the boys play baseball, too. They're in sports, too. But, people are finding a way to raise their children to know how to work, how to, how to follow through. I mean, and how to... What happens when you feed an animal every day? And I mean, an animal is a full-time job, period.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's exciting to watch, exciting to see, and I wanted to talk with them about that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for helping out. And
thank you for coming. I appreciate it. You're always willing to come out here sit in the seat.
Hey, like I said before, it's not so bad. My computer thing here says 77, which compared to year one when it was 95 and a dew point of 75,
yeah.
But, we're good.
We're all good. Yeah.
So that'll close down our broadcast here at the Market Livestock Auction. But don't forget, plenty more to come at the fair. Beautiful night tonight, gorgeous weekend forecast.
Don't forget the Holstein Futurity tomorrow night, 6:45. You don't want to miss it. Five-year-old classes at the festivities start at 6:45. The five-year-old classes first, two-year-olds after. It's a fun time. Nobody's in dress and show white. We're all dressed up and ready for a fun night.
Very cool. Very cool. Looking forward to that, too. Tonight on the grandstand, the Roots and Boots 90s Electric Throwdown Tour. Three of the all-time greats in 90s country, for sure. Aaron Tippin, Sammy Kershaw, and Colin Ray.
I actually have a ticket for that.
There you go.
We might head down there for a while.
That's going to be a great show for us. Chris Jansen on Saturday, Daughtry tomorrow, and then the Demo Derby on Sunday afternoon. Lots of other great music. And, hey, if you're not coming for the music, just take a walk up and down the fair. It's really awesome to see everything going on.
I was amazed the first year we were here that they quit charging admission, that people came in and ate supper here.
Yeah.
They brought their families in, walked in, and what a great idea. Supports a lot of the local food stands. You get the CLA group, your Agribusiness Council, Adult Leaders Association, Optimists, you name it, they've got a booth out here, and all that money gets filtered back into this community.
Supper is where we're headed next. Thanks for listening, everybody, here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Thanks to Rennell. Thanks to folks here at the fair for allowing us to come and broadcast here tonight. Thanks to Mike Casper back at the station for helping us get on and off the airwaves here this evening.